Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, as promised, General Manager Rick Smith. And glad to have you on the show finally. Have not talked to you this entire training camp, so we've got a lot to cover.
Okay.
All right, let's, you know, I know each and every morning we listen to you on Sports Radio 610 breaking down the positions. We don't have the time for that. But just so far in training camp, let's just kind of split it in half. Offensively, some questions, some issues at running back, quarterback. Just kind of give us sort of your take on where you are right now offensively.
Well, I think, you know, one of the objectives coming into training camp, Patty, was that we feel the most competitive roster possible. And I think when you look at especially the running back position and the quarterback position, we've got great competition in both spots. And so obviously with the injury to Arian, that impacts it. But you know, we got some guys that are really competing and doing a nice job. Alfred Blue is doing a nice job. Pope was injured, but he's back. And so I really like what I see from the young running back from LSU, Hilliard. And so it's good competition there. And obviously at the quarterback position, that battle is it's intense. And I can't handicap it at this point, but that's a good thing.
Is it, and not to put you on the spot by any means, but is it comfortable? Do you expect to stay pat? Is there an option to possibly still do something here in the near future?
With respect to
running back?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we Brian Gain and the pro personnel department, they do a fantastic job of always keeping us alert and aware of who's on the street and who's available. And so, you know, we're always churning this roster. So if there's an opportunity for us to get better at a player, then we'll do so. So we're always looking.
I've had that answer from you before. I probably could have said that one myself. Let's go defensively. You've got some big names, big guys, really big guys. The addition of Vince Wilfork, he and JJ seems to really be connecting, developing a chemistry both on and off the field, but really just kind of an overall breakdown of the defense.
Yeah, I mean, I just look at our front seven, and you know, when you talk about JJ, you talk about Vince, you talk about Whitney, you talk about even Jarrett Crick and his evolution and development, Brian Cushing in the middle, and JD coming back. I mean, we have a chance to really be good on defense, and it starts with the leadership with those two guys that you mentioned. But it spreads to our team. I mean, our Mike linebacker, Brian Cushing, is as big a leader on our team as anybody. So we've got a lot of good, solid football players that can impact the game at a lot of different positions. And so I think we'll be good on defense.
Each and every training camp, it seems like there's a guy that kind of stands out that we all sort of think, oh, you know, there's a spark. We see something in him. Is there anybody maybe a little bit under the radar that's kind of stood out to you that's having a good camp?
Well, I don't know that, but what I would tell you is, again, one of the more competitive positions on our roster is the inside linebacker position. And so we've got some guys that are really competing. I think Tuggle's doing a really nice job of competing. I think, you know, Mike Muhammad is another guy. B-Mac, the young man that we drafted this year in the second round. So there's a lot of good competition in that position group. And so I'm excited to watch them play.
As we are preparing for the first preseason game against the 49ers, what are you looking for heading into this for first week?
Well, I mean, obviously we had a little bit of a competitive environment in Washington, but now it's in the stadium, it's under the lights, it's for real. So you want to see guys take what they have been working on in the individual periods, in the group periods, in our team periods, on the practice field, and see if that translates onto the field. And so we're looking at a lot of the young guys that we think will balance our roster out, and if they can make an impact on special teams and if they can play when the lights are on.
All right, Rick, thank you so much. We have to take one final time out here on the show. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we will visit with the General, John McClain. Stay with us.